This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio, number one in the world for talk radio. Okay, we've just gone through 2 hours of memory lane, primarily prompted by all the revelations going on about Michael Flynn. And we've been out here saying, we told you so, with all the different things that have been happening with Michael Flynn and Michael Flynn's, the revelations surrounding him, and of course with the Obama administration. And we're now pretty much convinced that Obama knew what Obama knew very early on in this, and we probably had a major hand in this. And we brought Scott Adams to join us in this third hour so that we can sort of recap. And you may be able to tie in for you, the listeners, what we talked about in the first 2 hours, how it somehow relates to this. And it does absolutely relate to this. All this stuff, from Benghazi to Bo Bergdahl to all this stuff, it relates to Michael Flynn. And, of course, this is the opening, I guess you would say, the peeling back of all the layers of the onion. And with us is Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, you've just got to be going crazy now with all the revelations that are coming out almost on an hour-by-hour basis about Flynn and everybody else.
It's certainly going to make me smile the next time I see my liberal friends for social distancing. But even now, you go on the social media and you see these liberals that are just in disbelief. They won't admit the truth. I've never seen a population that has drunk so much Kool-Aid that they actually don't want to hear the truth. They're holding their ears. Don't tell me the truth. They're putting a blindfold on and they're putting plugs in their ears and they're saying, I don't want to know. My mind's already made up. And that's the part that's scary. That's the scariest part of it all, because I think that's how Hitler got to be in power, right? People were buying the Kool-Aid. They were drinking the Kool-Aid. They weren't asking questions. They weren't listening to alternative voices. Like, that's what I think you and I have done. But now I think we're kind of a majority voice, because everybody in the mainstream media was wrong. But were they really wrong, or were they just peddling disinformation because they were paid off by companies like Fusion GPS? I think it's the latter. I think that this coup was the biggest part of this coup was the part about controlling the mainstream media.
Right.
Let's not forget about a guy named Daniel Jones, for example. Daniel Jones was one of the writers of the dossier. He was one of the founding people. He was also the fixer for Dianne Feinstein. He was Dianne Feinstein's staff member, and he was also in control of the Blasey Ford attack on Kavanaugh. And then
let me hold you up there for a second. Blasey Ford out of Stanford University in the Bay Area. Yeah, I just want to make sure people understand the context there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, absolutely. And so Blasey Ford was a, you know, absolute liar. She's been busted wide open in so many different ways. But Daniel Jones is a thread. Now, keep in mind that Daniel Jones started two organizations on January 31st, the day after Mark Zaid, the whistleblower's attorney that worked with Michael Atkinson, who worked with John Carlin, who was interviewed in these 57 transcripts that were released. So when you take into consideration that Mark Zaid makes this announcement of a coup has started just 10 days after the January 20th inauguration, he says a coup has started. One day after that tweet, Daniel Jones starts two companies. He gives $750,000 to Wellingham Associates, which was a Christopher Steele company. But then he gives $2.3 million to Fusion GPS. He gives it to a shell company out of Austin, Texas, that was feeding money to Fusion GPS, run by Glenn Simpson. They were all colluding with a law firm called Perkins Coie, and namely a man named Mark Elias, who was connected also with Sean Henry, who is the president of CrowdStrike. All these players were connected. The Lawfare Group, the Brookings Institution, guys like Benjamin Witz, and these so-called journalists and lawyers, they were all connected as part of a swamp that was going after. Even the Lincoln Project. Remember that video they just put out, the Lincoln Project? All those folks like Bill Kristol and George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, they're all part of this coup d'etat. And it started with the Russian hoax and the fake dossier. And one of the things that you got to look at, too, is the motive factor. There's a motive factor. And you got to think about all the things that were happening during the transition, because what was happening during the transition was in a reaction to the unbelievable. They never thought that he would win, right? They never thought that Hillary would lose. That was the most important part, right?
Well, they were scrambling, even the scramble of since 2012 to make sure that Donald Trump wouldn't even run.
Well, check this, Paul. So during the transition team and during the first part of the Trump presidency, he was surrounded by people he never met, never talked to. He didn't know these people. He didn't know Sean Misko was lovers with Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower. He didn't know about Abigail Grace and Fiona Hill and all these other players, right? All these people that were part of the CIA and the National Security Council that were in the White House.
Surrounding him all the time.
For all the leaks that were coming out of the White House.
Yep.
They thought that they were wiretapped. That's why they cleaned the ventilation ducts and they did an overhaul of the White House. Then they were still trying to get rid of these people. Well, you know who would have known those people by face and name and pedigree? General Flynn.
Right.
You know why? Because General Flynn worked as, a security counsel for President Obama.
Yeah, he knew the suspects. He knew everybody going in, and he had to go. He could not be. And of course, it was Trump who hired him after Obama fired him.
Yeah, if you're going to rob a bank and you say, okay, you got the three deadbeat security guards over here, but that there's this one guy that's a serious dude, right? We got to get rid of him if we're going to successfully rob this bank, right? I mean, it's every movie, right? It's every bank heist has this story. So the point is, you know, General Flynn was the guy you had to take out. Now, let's not forget about McMaster and all these bad recommendations. And President Trump said today on Fox and Friends, for example, he said, you know, that Sessions hired Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein hired Christopher Wray, you know, and then Dan Coats came about it from that perspective as well. And he said one thing you learned from the Nixon impeachment or the Nixon Watergate is that Nixon made the mistake of firing everybody around him. He said, I couldn't do that. He said, that's one thing I learned. Don't fire, because you start to fire all these people around you, and you're basically now sitting duck. You're like the Statue of Liberty standing in the harbor, you know, with nothing to protect you. So he eventually figured it all out, but General Flynn was the target for that reason, that he knew where he knew everybody by face, by name, by pedigree, you know, who they were, who the good actors, who the bad actors were. Plus, he had a lot of other information on a lot of other cases.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like Benghazi and Bo Bergdahl and a lot of that stuff.
Especially Bo Bergdahl. You know, it's interesting. We're doing a WikiLeaks search right now. I've got people doing this for us right now as we speak about who's Bob Bergdahl. And, of course, Bob Bergdahl is Bo Bergdahl's dad. And the whole thing, the whole connect the dot to the Roseburg shooting and all this other stuff. We covered all that stuff. And then there's Benghazi and Ben and David Rhodes with the Benghazi situation. And, you know, who's Ben Rhodes and who's David Rhodes? And, of course, the connect the dot between CBS and the White House. We made that one. And a lot of people don't understand. This is one of the ways you can see which media source is, of course, tied to the deep state. And why CBS and, you know, CNN and all these other ones, usually it's a familial thing. In other words, Ben Rhodes is David Rhodes' brother. David is president of CBS. Ben is the advisor to the president. And you have many other people that are in that same boat where their husbands or wives, and they're connected to the White House, but they're also connected to major media, ABC, you know, NBC, CNN, and all that other stuff. We've got a whole list of people that were around Obama. And, of course, that's the genesis of how the mainstream media was able to be controlled by the Obama White House.
Well, do you know how many $10,000 and $100,000 envelopes were passed from Fusion GPS to, you know, specific key individuals within the mainstream media? And they kept it going.
Right.
And, you know, if you're getting, you know, if you're getting $10,000 a week or a month, you know, that's a way to sway your perspective. And I think Fusion GPS was given a lot of money from a lot of shady characters, particularly Daniel Jones and his connection with Feinstein and that Chinese money that was probably coming in and everything else in between. The money was dirty. It was black market money. And that money was put into envelopes to control the media narrative. You control it with money. And that's how, and parties and access and tickets and, you know, all kinds of stuff, gifts. And that's where, you know, you heard of the CIA Mockingbird Press. Well, that's what we have now. But we had it through Perkins Coie. We had it through Fusion GPS and CrowdStrike, the Clinton Foundation.
There were two things going on simultaneously. And this is what we need to make clear, is that you had the people by their familial relationship between the White House and the media. We already know that. But then there's the other part of this, and, you know, we're well aware of this, is people passing money to control the reporters. And they would come up with a certain narrative. And, of course, there was so much money to be had that way, the reporters all fell right into that. That's why you knocked off individual reporters and why they were always singing the Obama tune, now the Biden tune.
Absolutely. And so the biggest part one of the biggest parts of this whole narrative is you had to get the mainstream media to believe and sell, and you had to get the people to believe, I mean, through the mainstream media. That's why, you know, these people, like when they got Van Jones on a black mic, dark mic, and they said, or hot mic, and they said, you know, oh, the Russian thing's a hoax, man. Right?
Yeah, he missed.
And then, you know, he goes on the media, just like Clapper, or he'll say one thing under oath and he'll say another thing on TV. And McCabe did the same thing, and everybody said the same thing. They all knew. It's not like they didn't know. It's not like they were just morons, right, that they just didn't know. They knew. They spilled disinformation because they were getting paid off
right.
with money. And Jake Tapper was directly connected with Mark Zaid. Mark Zaid was speaking to Jake Tapper on Twitter. And so, you know, when you take into consideration the coup that was starting and all this, you know, I would have never in my wildest dreams thought that anybody could dream that up and think they can pull that off. And somehow they did. I mean, the coordination, you know, one of the arguments against what we had been, pushing out there was you couldn't have a conspiracy that could hold together that well of that size and nature. And lo and behold, we have found out now through Rick Grinnell's his release of documents that is, in fact, what happened. There was a coordinated effort. I'll say one thing about the Democrats, and that's what Trump has said. How many times has he said it? They stick together. I'll say one thing about the Democrats. They stick together. Well, they sure did.
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
this resist movement. You know, everybody kind of thought this resist movement would go away in 6 months. It didn't. It was like this thorn in everybody's side that just wouldn't go away. And they peddled one orchestrated impact after another, whether it's, you know, the Russian hoax, lending, going right into the Ukraine
call.
Stormy
Daniels.
The impeachment, Stormy Daniels. You had the Kavanaugh attacks. It was vicious. It was relentless. These people are deranged. They're crazy. You know, Deborah Katz is the other one. She was the attorney for Blasey Ford. Guess what she's doing now? She's the attorney for Dr. Bright, who claims he's a whistleblower, working under Fauci at NIH. Right? It's just never ending, right? Think about what President Trump could have done without all this aggravation from the left. You know, you thought Gloria Allred was bad when she would forge a yearbook to overthrow a Senate seat. But in Avenatti tramping out one bimbo after the other, or E. Jean Carroll making up some Bergdorf Goodman story, or Jussie Smollett saying it's MAGA country and they're trying to pass an anti-lynching law with, you know, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. It was nonsensical
right.
at best. And they hatch this whole thing and they bury everything that the left does that they get caught. They bury it. They buried Jussie Smollett. And they're burying this. They're burying every single thing. But now, you know, Adam Schiff is going to have some serious explaining to do. And yet he's still coming out arrogant and
right. not. That's the only thing they have.
What is up with these California leaks?
That's what I'm telling everybody that. What is going on with these Californians? And of course,
Feinstein and Daniel Jones and the Chinese spy, right? There's that.
Right.
Kamala Harris and Cory Booker with the anti-lynching connections with Jussie Smollett. You know, there's all those connections right there. And time's up with Tina Chang, Michelle Obama's chief of staff. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, and then
the Podestas. By the way, the Podestas have links in California.
And you have Eric
Swalwell,
Eric Swalwell carrying water for Adam Schiff, and he was on Tucker every single day saying Russia, Russia, Russia,
right.
Russia, Russia, and Adam Schiff said basically that Tucker was a carrying the water of China, of Russia. And then there's Adam Schiff. I mean, so you get all these California politicians. I dare say I think they hate America.
They do. They absolutely do. And they're all in bed with either China or the cartels. And, you know, of course, or the trafficking business, especially child trafficking. And, of course, that goes to Jeffrey Epstein on the left coast. And out here you had Ed Buck, who's just really lived miles away from Adam Schiff down there in Burbank. I mean, it's unreal. And of course, Ed Buck is the West Coast Jeffrey Epstein, the money bundler who knows everybody, who knows Dianne Feinstein, who knows Barbara Boxer, who knows Eric Swalwell, who knows Adam Schiff, who knows Bill and Hillary Clinton. He was the West Coast money bundler, but also he's the guy who had two bodies that showed up at his house. I mean, he was into male prostitution, picking up black young men, usually, that were homeless and bringing them to his house, and he was giving them all kinds of drugs, and he had all sorts of things. But suddenly, two of them died. Now he's in jail, and he's singing. And this is part of the problem for
let's
them.
Let's not forget about the shell companies connected with Igor Pasternak.
Oh, my God. We can go to Burbank and Van Nuys airports. We can go to a lot of different places to check these things out.
Well, and then there's El Chapo paying off the former president of Mexico, Nieto.
Right.
And those familiar connections with Nancy Pelosi. You know, there's a reason why they didn't want the wall, and it wasn't so much – it was about immigration to a small degree because they were turning those people crossing the border into voters, but Democrat voters, and registering them as Democrats. But then you got the other part where you got the cartels with their lobbyist groups financing the Democrat politicians who are fighting to keep the wall open. Right. And abolish ICE to boot, which everybody said, that sounds ridiculous. Right. Open the border and abolish ICE. What is that about? You know, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Any moron could figure that out. But they were pushing that. Elizabeth Warren, everybody. And the reason why is the cartels were connected with the folks in Afghanistan with the poppy seed fields. And they needed to actually have that distribution channel flowing into the United States, not just with human trafficking, but with drugs. And the cartels were working in the Middle East to package a different kind of drug to come in through here. And they were also working with China with the fentanyl.
Right.
So it was the cartels in our southern border that were working with China, working with the Middle East.
In California.
And the way to finance all this stuff was through Ukraine and the weapons and the oil. And so the never-ending war in the Middle East, where there were, you know, buying weapons with oil, and the overthrow of Libya and the overthrow of Syria and the overthrow of Egypt, all those things were part of the overall black market that was making a lot of politicians in Europe rich, that was making a lot of drug peddlers in Afghanistan rich, that was empowering the cartels, the open borders. It was a whole corrupt cabal. And by Trump actually pulling out of the Middle East conflict and by putting up a wall and getting to the bottom of what was happening in Ukraine, he pretty much broke apart the entire scheme.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Scott. We're going to come up to a break here in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to say that you take a look at the Californians that are involved with this whole cabal, and they all come from San Francisco. You got Gavin Newsom. You've got Jerry Brown, San Francisco, Oakland area. You've got Kamala Harris. You've got Dianne Feinstein. You got Barbara Boxer. You got Eric Swalwell. You've got Nancy Pelosi, of course, and the whole thing going on there. So seven of the most notorious people that are running this country right now, running it into the ground, or been the opposition, or been the disinformation agents, and created so much havoc, have come there. And of course, you got in Hollywood, you got Adam Schiff, just to mention a few. And then you have a whole bunch of House members that just got in. California has 53 members of the House of Representatives, and there's only seven Republicans. Devin Nunes is one of the standouts, of course, but only seven out of 53. And of course, that came about in 2018. So you have this whole cabal of people in the House of Representatives, all from California, that all sing the California tune by way of Dianne Feinstein, by way of Kamala Harris, by way of Jerry Brown, all these people. These are the influencers in the opposition. And I say California is the key to solving all this, actually New California. Anyway, stay with us. We got a break. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We're on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresley and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this whole Michael Flynn exposure, and we started talking about the California influence all over the nation and how much these people, radicals out of San Francisco, and how much they're just, you know, really hurting the country. And of course, right now, California is becoming another flashpoint in this in general, because everybody's realizing, oh, California is bankrupt. As we've been talking about here on this radio show for years now, we've known this was coming. And of course, they're trying to hide it with the whole thing with the COVID virus business. You know, Scott, one of the things about the COVID virus business, how is this playing out right now, this COVID, with the Donald Trump, I guess you would say, coup d'etat attempt?
Well, it's comes from this, it's fabric from the same cloth, really. You know, the way this is playing out, and it's interesting. Melinda Gates and Michelle Obama are on the same page. They're giving Trump a D-, and they're giving China an A. You know, there's a really great, and you know, I would love it if you can play this, Paul. But there's a – if you go to the Gateway Pundit, if you can do that for me, you'll see a story that says, must see family practice, Dr. Jeff Bark grabs microphone, uploads on disastrous coronavirus rules promoted by liberal media. You know, one of the things, too, while you're doing that, if you do that for me, the other one is you take states like Florida and Texas. Their tax base is sales based. They don't have payroll tax. And they're doing flush. I mean, they're good. They're in good financial shape. And then you got California and New York, and they're payroll tax based. They just slam you with payroll taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they're doing bad. You know, they're basically the pyramid structure where they want to control everything. So they take, you know, they're pure tax. They're not built on performance. Florida and Texas are built on performance. They say if we could stimulate the economy by not taxing, giving you a state tax on your payroll, you'll take that money, you'll go out, you'll live your life and spend money and have a good time living your life. And in turn, we, the government, will benefit from that performance of spending and selling and GDP. And that's you could just see that difference right there. The other part is, you know, I think that the death count is just completely off center. There's a woman from Montana, a doctor, that has made it clear that these numbers are inaccurate as can possibly be, but they're using the numbers to keep it down. You got a situation in Maine and a situation in Oregon where they don't have any kind of a crisis whatsoever. Yet, you know, Oregon decided that they wanted to stay down until after July 4th. July 6th, they're going to open. Well, you know, crap all over my independence, right? And then there's the Maine situation where they're going to be down indefinitely. And there's a 30-day extension in Jersey. And it just doesn't make any sense, you know, given that, you know, they're just trying to control, right? We know what they're doing. We've been talking about it for weeks, infinitum. But the speech that this doctor gives mm-hmm. was really phenomenal.
Well, we played this yesterday, and I actually contacted his office, and we expect him to be on our show. We further advised other people about this, and I'm sure that it's in the president's hands right now. But this is a very interesting. Here we go.
What if the experts are wrong? What if quarantining the healthy doesn't actually save lives? What if wearing a mask in public is not effective? My name is Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I'm here representing thousands of physicians across the country whose voices are being silenced because we don't agree with the mainstream media and the experts who are telling us what to do. Never in the history of this great republic have we quarantined the healthy. Never in the history of this great republic have we told churchgoers that it's illegal for you to exercise your First Amendment right of freedom of religion. Yet at the same time, it's essential to keep pot dispensaries open. Never in the history of this country have we been told that you can't go to church because it's non-essential, but you can go get an abortion because that's essential. Never before in our country have we let criminals out of jail, but we've told you can't exercise your Second Amendment right and protect yourself by purchasing a firearm. When liquor stores are deemed essential, but your businesses are deemed non-essential, there's something wrong going on. This booklet, the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution, was never designed to restrain the people, It was designed to restrain the government. This is not New York. And thank God this is not San Francisco. Governor Newsom has gone too far. Governor Newsom has stepped on our liberties and our freedoms. As a physician, I can tell you, yes, this virus is dangerous, but as we see the statistics come in, we're realizing that the fatality rate of this virus is in the ballpark of a bad seasonal influenza. What we're also knowing is that just like other respiratory viral illnesses in the past, we get over this virus by achieving herd immunity. We can never achieve herd immunity by keeping the herd quarantined. It's time that we protect the vulnerable and the most at risk, but we allow the young and the healthy to open the doors and go back to work. Do not let your voices be silenced. Make sure that your elected representatives, who apparently are essential, hear your voice loud and clear. As we see unemployment rise to depression levels, we also see suicide increase. We see domestic violence increase. We see child abuse increase. We see alcohol and drug abuse increase, all because the government has overstepped its reach. We will see eventually that this cure, that this government-imposed cure, is going to be worse than the virus itself. But what's happening now as unemployment reaches 20 to 30 million people is those folks are now becoming dependent on the government. And what government dependency causes is a larger, more tyrannical government. We the people want to get back to work. We the people want to put our government back in its place. We want a small representative government, not a large tyrannical government. I'm here representing thousands of physicians around the country whose voices must be heard. It is an honor and a privilege to be here to ask that Riverside County be opened. We want Orange County to be opened. We want the whole state of California to be open. And we want our whole country, the United States of America, to open back up, and we the people will not take it any longer. Thank you for inviting me to attend this rally. Stay strong and be safe.
Yeah, that was yesterday. We played that yesterday, and we've actually been in touch with his office, shockingly, and he's going to be on our show, we suspect.
Well, anyway. So when you asked me that question, you know, what the, you know, my thoughts on COVID, he addressed every one of my concerns. And, you know, that was, I couldn't say it better than what he said it. So I just think it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, when you listen to Lori Lightfoot, you heard her clip, right?
Yes.
Where, like, you will be a criminal. We'll treat you like a criminal. We'll throw you in jail, blah, blah, blah. You know, the way I look at it is you come at me and you want me to forgive my Bill of Rights for a period of time. You got to first tell me how much do you want of my Bill of Rights, how much time, and ask me politely. Because last I checked, I'm doing you a favor. It's not the other way around. You want me to forgive my Bill of Rights and trust you when so far in the last 3 months, all we've seen is bad data after bad data. you know, Fauci and Birx shut down this economy. Right now we have 14.4% unemployment, 20 million people unemployed as a result of what Fauci and Birx decided to do using model data that was completely fraudulent and known to be. And then you got all these different things like the CDC calling for vote by mail. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's a California thought, right?
When you have a person called Nancy Messonnier, who's the sister of Rod Rosenstein, these people hate Donald Trump with a passion. And they're in bed with Bill Gates and all his money can buy. And Melinda Gates is prancing around giving President Trump a D-minus along with Michelle Obama. You know, I just want to take them and just smack them around. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of the BS that's coming out of these libtards. And Bill Gates is one of them. He's a deep state swamp creature in bed with Tedros from WHO, in bed with all kinds of people. This John Hopkins data, that college medicine was funded by Bloomberg. It's a radical left institution. And the numbers aren't being verified. Do you know that there was a guy from Tanzania, the president of Tanzania?
Yeah.
And a series of tests on like rock, paint, you know, hay.
Yeah, I heard about this.
and various animals, and they all tested positive. I actually think that there's batches of these tests that are already positive. They're just going to give you a positive result.
Right.
And then the way they're declaring the deaths, there's been so many people now whistleblowing and coming out and saying, you know, I mean, how can it be that something like COVID can actually be the cure for cancer, diabetes, and heart disease? How can that be? You know, so, or gunshot to the head disease. Right?
Yeah, gunshot to the head disease. That's exactly right. That you know, it's amazing that you talk about this because, and again, this is how these people are doing these things. It's completely bogus science. And you know, I'm a science guy, taught sciences for a long time, and biological sciences and chemistry and virology and anatomy, physiology. You know, I get all this stuff. And I look at the data and I think, what a joke this is. And of course, they're absolutely bald-faced lying about everything they're doing, which goes right into all the conspiracy theories about, you know, Obama's birth certificate, Social Security number, all this stuff we're finding out, of course, has been all false. And look what they tried to do to Flynn. Complete lies. It was a coup d'etat with complete lies. I mean, obviously, what I'm saying here, Scott, there seems to be a real consistency with the lying and the hyper-lying that's been going on with the use of data, all that stuff. And we're allowing it to happen by putting on our face masks? Oh, come on! We cannot be doing that as a culture or society.
No. No, I mean, and the other part that gets me too is I have just as equal right because there's just as effective science. But like with the climate change, you know, they used one bad set of data and 97% of the scientists were, you know, you couldn't question them. The same thing is true. You know, there is such a thing as herd immunity and there is such a thing as kicking the can down the road. If we lock ourselves in with a mask, when we go out to the metro system and go into the subway, we're going to pick up the first virus that's seen, and we're going to get sick from that because, you know, there's just, you know, we have every right to suggest that herd immunity, vitamin D, vitamin C, getting out, being athletic, being active and mobile, those are all good for us. That helps us fight any kind of weather, you know, fight any kind of virus, weather any storm. And what we're finding is this was a man-made virus. It was injected with three different inputs. You know, there's the part with China coming out of Wuhan lab. And what's happening is the socialist left has embraced and adopted the Chinese market. Basically, they want access to that market. And China's propaganda is actually proven to be effective because they got control of our entire media. Like NBC Universal wants to set up, you know, shop in China, right? That's what they want. So they're going to say anything they want. The NBA wants to do business in China. So, of course, they cow down to pressure against China. They kiss the ring of President Xi. But at the same time, they smear and say they're not going to go and visit Trump at the White House if they win and stuff like that. They would be shot in China for saying stuff like that. They get away with it here. They don't respect American values and freedom. They just all they respect is the dollar. But what's happening is what's interesting too is remember Boris Johnson from UK was embracing Huawei and 5G with China. When he got out of the hospital,
yeah,
realized what criminals the Chinese were and what was going on with China and how big of a threat they were to the world. And he did a 180 on that. He did a complete 180. How much time do we have? Because I have something else I could share with you.
Go ahead. We got about 8 minutes.
Okay. So there's this situation where, you know, the 5G, we keep talking about 5G, right? Well, this 5G, you remember Andrew Yang and the $1,000 per person?
Yes. Okay.
There's kind of an interesting little thing there that's going on. Because 5G, you know, in the world, right now, the United States does not want extreme automation and robotics and kiosks. And we want people to be at work. We want that environment. We want that life for ourselves. That's the life we choose. However, China is not stopping their goals of artificial intelligence, extreme automation, and robotics. And if they start to do that, 5G actually enables that to happen.
Right.
And so in China, if they start doing that, it will be inevitable for us to compete. It will be inevitable for us to embrace that same thing. So you'll have a freight car, you'll have a crate driving down the road in a form of a freight car. It won't be a truck anymore. It'll just be a GPS device going down the highway, delivering goods and services. You'll have a drone from Amazon coming to your door. You'll have perhaps a robot that leaves your house, goes to the store, shops for you, comes back. You'll have robotic arms that make cars. No people will be involved. They'll be controlling with joysticks. So the idea is that we are faced with a situation where at one point during the day, at some point, we become completely automated, robotic, and artificial intelligence takes over. At that point, what happens to those jobs? The truckers, the people serving the burgers, the people making the cars, they all go home. They're displaced. They're no longer employed. And where Andrew Yang kind of was trying to sell his point was that the windfall of profit from not having to pay salaries and labor disputes, those companies will have an extreme profit center when they do away with all people, right? And they turn that around and they'll be taxed to the high heavens, right? They'll be taxed like a bizarre number, right? And that money will turn around and pay the $1,000 or whatever Andrew Yang was talking about. That's the theory behind his concept. It actually has some merit scientifically and mathematically. I don't agree with it, and I would never support it. But at some day, this 5G is going to make that part a reality. So this whole staying at home thing could be a dry run for that grand
scheme. Absolutely. No, this is a dry run. Absolutely, it's a dry run for something else. This is our beta test for something else. And part of it is to see who's going to be compliant and who's not, but also to what you're talking about. Absolutely.
It's not just a dry run beta test. It's a conditioning factor.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, just like I think a lot of this stuff too, when you know you send this information out about Flynn and about these declassification of transcripts, it becomes like, okay, it's warning the public that, yeah, Barack Obama might be going down or Hillary Clinton might be thrown in jail. At some point, you need to actually put this out like as an appetizer to let the world know that this stuff really did happen. And that there's more to come. It's sort of like a you know, not jumping into the cold water like in one plunge, but tiptoeing in. It's sort of like that. And I think that the this whole scheme from a socialist engineering perspective, I mean, when you think about it, you know, it helped the Democrats in every single way, shape, and form. But I think that what's happening too is when the by the time this all starts to unravel, it's going to be leading right into August. And what is August but the DNC convention, the RNC mm-hmm. convention? So I think the thing what's happening with Tara Reid, for example, is I've never known a Republican to launch these kinds of hit jobs. And she's a Bernie supporter. She supports Blasey Ford. So she's a radical lefty, Tara Reid. And I think that this was being controlled because, you know, they could have easily taken asked Bloomberg for $10 million. He spent $1 billion on his primary, right? Hey, can you give me $10 million to shut Tara Reid up? What do you think she would do with $10 million? She'd shut up, right?
You bet.
Yeah. So the thing is that Tara Reid could have been squashed if the DNC wanted to squash it. But they want this to happen, and they're acting like they're reluctant with it. They're rejecting it. They're trying to, but they're letting this roll out, and it's going to happen. And there's going to be another person that's going to come forward. And by the time July rolls around, you're going to see Biden showing up at a podium saying, I'm a distraction. I just think for the betterment of the party, I'm going to step aside and let the DNC have a broker convention and pick their nominee. The other part that might be happening is if this starts to unravel in a way that's just a complete and total smackdown of the DNC, they're going to want to change. I'm talking about the deep state stuff. They're going to want to change that narrative. And I think one of the things that is going to happen is RBG is going to step down through illness and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And when that happens, you're going to have Mitch McConnell coming out thinking, well, maybe I will go ahead and try to get a confirmation and squeak it in before the election. And then they're going to say, see, Trump's afraid. He doesn't think he's going to win re-election. They're trying to dig a third. And then they'll do that, and then they'll change the narrative to where the deep state issues and the corruption isn't the biggest issue. It's going to be the Supreme Court bench and the abortion, those types of things, and gay marriage and all these other things are going to be the biggest issues of the day. And they will change the narrative with the help of RBG.
Well, you know, what's really funny, Scott, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg really came out and joined the majority. In fact, it was a 9-0 decision against the Ninth Circuit in the way that they were conducting themselves in a certain case in which they were allowing all these other outside entities to come in and really influence the outcome of the case that they were reviewing. And she really was harsh on the Ninth District. And I was sitting there thinking, huh, is she changing? But she did, you know, she was very, very absolutely hostile towards the Ninth Circuit. And I think that, I don't know if that's a change or what, but certainly she's about to go one way or another. And I think that Donald Trump will have an opportunity even before the election, perhaps.
Maybe the body double was a conservative and they didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, listen, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you because we're running out of time and I got a couple more things to do here just all before right. the end of the show. So tell us what's going on. Where
hey, we get you? AdamShow.com. Check us out there and RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Awesome. And say hi to Leonora.
I will.
Awesome.
I will.
Okay. Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio. Many thanks to him. Also want to announce that, just yesterday, shocking news coming out from California is that by July 1st, they're going to be doing layoffs of bureaucrats in California. Furloughs, layoffs, and, no overtime any longer because why? They're over budget. They're broke as a joke. And they're trying to change the narrative around to say, guess what? It's all because of the COVID. That's, of course, not true. So once again, you have Gavin Newsom lying to everyone. Shocking? Not a shock at all. Perhaps this whole COVID thing was a result of, trying to protect California from the fact that they're $2 trillion in debt, and they're going to blame it on the COVID. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. You guys have be safe and stand up for your constitutional rights and do not wear a mask. Come on. Don't go to any vendors who say you have to wear a mask and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.